So yeah, just slowly into the new year, I inspire you to do so as well, because I don't know, when things are rushed, I feel like there's just joy to it. Sometimes some things have to be rushed, but I find that a lot of the times it kills the joy out of doing the thing. Hey homies, hey beautiful people, thank you for coming back to this podcast. As always, I really appreciate you coming back. I've mentioned a couple of times, I think I'm going to keep mentioning it. I think it's like, for me, it's still a new thing, and it's one of the best things when people enjoy listening to the podcast and they keep returning back. So just want to thank for everyone, the 5 people, the 10 people, the 20 people, 30, I don't know how many, however many are listening to the podcast. Just wanted to say thank you. I really appreciate you. On the last episode, you know, it's a little bit tricky with this podcast. I feel sometimes that in general podcast, because it's a conversation, even sometimes it's a monologue, it's just a solo cast, just me talking. And I feel sometimes it can get really serious or really deep, and I'd like to keep it fun. I'd like to keep it uplifting and energetic. So I felt on the last episode that I did, it was the first one, I think it was before New Year's or after New Year's. I'm not even sure anymore, to be honest. I felt like I just had a low energy and it was just pretty chill. And I felt like I sounded a little bit too serious about the stuff that I was talking about. Apologies if I did sound maybe a little bit too serious or anything like that. But anyway, I got a message saying that someone actually really did enjoy the podcast, and it was one of those moments where I was like, oh, okay, it wasn't that bad at all. Someone actually got something from it and found it entertaining. So ultimately, ideally, I'd like to keep it fun and refreshing and uplifting, and just that's my spirit anyway. And it's not my spirit every single day, but when I can keep it up, it's great. I think on the last podcast, most of the stuff that I talked about, so I published it on the 31st of December. So, hello, happy new year there, everybody. Oh, you know, happy new decade. I have a couple of ideas for upcoming episodes of the podcast, what I'm going to do, hopefully in the month of January. But for this one, in the previous one, I described some of the things that I've been wanting to do for this new year. Now that we are 10 days into it, I feel a little bit more, I wouldn't say updated, but I feel a little bit more refreshed. I feel slowly getting into it. You know, the first couple of days, it's always like, what is this new year? Like, wait, it's the same shit every year. Like, what difference does it make? But, I think it does make a difference to sit down and it's like your birthday, you know, to sit down and think like, what am I going to do now for this year? And how, you know, I saw this video recently. This guy was talking about, goals and setting down, yeah, basically setting down goals and things that you want to achieve for the new year. And, he thought it was just bullshit. Like, every year we set goals and expectations and things we want to do and want to achieve, but we never get to them. So it's all bullshit. But this guy decided to one year, he decided to actually do it. And he set some goals. He wrote them down in the beginning of the year. And he, by the end of the year, he actually ended up accomplishing them. And he felt very, very, self-empowered by that. He felt very, uplifted and just felt stronger, more motivated, more inspired to do what he loves. And I thought that was wonderful, because I do think nowadays, with all the social media, with all the ways of communication that we have, it's easy for things to become cheesy. And I've mentioned a couple of times before, you know, like motivational quotes or inspirational like quotes and stuff like that, or things that people say. And of course, it does matter the context and who's saying it and how they're saying it and what situation they're saying it. It definitely matters. But I think things have become cliche too easily. And I think it's important that we still do talk about them in a way that's, I guess, more mature and more realistic, given the proper scenario and the proper occasion and the proper context. So I felt that very actually awesome that someone actually did do that, set down some goals and finally achieved them. I felt like when I started this year, and maybe you can relate with this as well, I was a little bit confused as to where to even begin. Like right now, as the day of recording this, it's the 10th of January. And even though only 10 days have passed by, it feels a little bit more than that. And I'm starting to slowly grasp some things of like what I want and where I would like to, and in the what direction I would like to head in this year. And I don't think I've thought of this like before. I do think like very small goals, just like in my head, like, oh, of course I'd like to get better at my career, or what I do, my profession. And maybe I'd like to take up my hobbies a little bit more. Just small stuff like that, and I'll keep them in my head. But I think for this year, I definitely like to start writing them down. And that's actually one of the podcast ideas that I want to do is give you the list of things that I'd like to achieve this year, or set my goals and little bullet points of where I'd like to be heading with my life for this year in general, and just set a direction of things. And I think that can also keep me accountable, just to have it on the record, and then come back to it at the end of the year, because this podcast is still going to be going, and just see how I made those. It's going to be really cool to re-listen to that and see where I've gone, has direction changed. And I'm definitely sure that you can relate with this, because just life is unpredictable. We'd like to say, you know, if you're a creator, or just in someone in general who likes to get better at doing things. I think we definitely all, as humans, like to get better and progress, especially the things that we like. And I think it's important to set goals and to set little milestones to celebrate the successes of achievements and stuff like that. But so I started this year like very confused of what direction I should be going and like what I want to be doing. And I for sure wanted something a little bit different this year. And that's going to be a different video where I'm going to be a lot more concrete with my answers I don't want to use the word goals, because the word goals, I think it's very overused and, I started to get cheesy, but, I think I'd like to make a list of what I like to achieve this year. Like I said, and so I felt really confused, and I think now as we're slowly settling into 2020, even though, like I said, it's only the 10th day, I'm starting to get a better grasp of things, and I wonder if you can relate as well, because most of my holidays I spent just watching Netflix and chilling out, and just being with friends and family and eating and just hanging out and chilling out, nothing. I did a little bit of work. I did a little bit of work back in Cyprus, which I felt really good about, because I could remotely do work, which was great. And it wasn't too much work, so I was just happy to do it as well. But yeah, as I was coming into 2020, I was still in holidays mode, I think, for the first 5 to 7 days. And I realized it's completely okay, because I there's a lot more responsibilities on me right now, and there's a lot more that I have to do. I think I mentioned in the previous episode that I have to deal now with taxes and being a full-time freelancer and stuff like that, that I've decided to take this decision to be a full-time freelancer because I've been working in a cleaning company for 2 years. And long story short, I kind of got fired. I mentioned it in the previous episode. And now I have decided to, it's been long enough, it's been 2 years. I think now it's about time I take a little bit more risk and a little bit more responsibility and really remember like why I came to Berlin, to Germany, and why I moved out of Cyprus. And I think it's about time for me to really go back to those thoughts and to those decisions that were made back then. And it's been 2 years, which I, 2 years, which I feel pretty good about. They fly by, but for sure a lot has happened. And yeah, I'm slowly easing now into the new year. There's a lot of work and stuff that has to get done, both for myself, but also for the agency that I work for. And it feels good. It feels good to take up a little bit more responsibility. I think if this were to happen last year, I would have been overwhelmed by it. But this year I feel confident because there were a lot of situations where last year I was thrown into new experiences, and I was not as confident as I should have been. And I was stressing out about it a lot. But I think this new year, for sure, it's going to have like additional experiences that I'm not confident in. But I think they as well, they can definitely build my character up, and I'm going to be more confident with what I have already. And so just slowly easing into the new year. I was a little bit, you know, for the first 5 to 7 days, I was like, what's happening? Why am I not so productive? Like, why do I not want to do anything? Like, you know. And I realized it's okay to, you know, and I looked at my friend Titus when we were co-working, and I realized it's okay to ease into the new year, just like very slowly. And it's one of those, you know, I guess I didn't think about it at all, but it makes complete and total 100% sense that you don't rush it and you slowly get into it, but you eventually build up the momentum that you'd like to have. So yeah, I've been just chilling most of my holidays and everything, and now when I'm back in Berlin, I feel like I should do a lot more work, be a lot more responsible, especially because of the stuff that I have going on. But I reminded myself that it's okay to ease into things, just still watch a little bit of Netflix now and then. And I don't know if it sounds if this sounds any weird, anyone out there who is also like that, like me. Because I ended up getting a free membership for Netflix for like a month because they had this like promotion or whatever. But I don't like, I think I've paid like maybe once or twice for Netflix ever in my life for like a month, both times for like a month. And, I just work a lot, and, I just kind of focus on growing my skills and my ability and my business side of things. And, yeah, have some more financial success, I guess, because that's going to enable me to have more freedom around things. But also, I'm very responsible about my mental health, and I'd like to think that I take care of my mental state with meditating and just talking to people about things and just being aware and responsible about it. And so... So yeah, just slowly into the new year. I inspire you to do so as well. Because I don't know, when things are rushed, I feel like there isn't just joy to it. Sometimes some things have to be rushed. But I find that a lot of the times it kills the joy out of doing the thing. So I think ideally we'd like to find a good balance between that. A good balance. I think I'm slowly now starting to realize all of my life values. And I think it's going to be another podcast where I have to first sit down and write down the list of like whatever it's called, a North Star or... but like slowly, I'm legitimately slowly realizing my real life values, and I've been thinking about it for a little bit, and for sure one of them is languages, and it's something that I've had in the back of my head for some time. Just languages in general. I really love connecting with locals and in different languages as well. It's like, it's a beautiful experience. I understood it because I lived in Cyprus for 10 or 11 years. And then when I moved here, you know, people speak German and it's a lot more multicultural, but it's also like the main language is German. But then I understood that, you know, if you go back to Cyprus as a tourist, it's pretty cool, you know, and it's a nice place to go for a vacation or something. But if you know like the local language and all that stuff and maybe some inside jokes or just, you know, it's so good. And I'm sure you can relate with that with maybe your home country. Maybe you're also living in another country and then you've either learned the language or you're still trying to learn it. But, you know, back home, you know the language, and you know all the inside jokes and just you're a lot more connected. And so I do want to be more connected with people and with culture by using language. And it's definitely one of my life values. And it's very, I've had it in the back of my head for quite some time because I kind of, you know, Bulgarian, I kind of grew up in Bulgaria for the first couple of years of my life. But then I really grew up in Cyprus, my teenage years, and from 9 or 8 until 19 or 20. And so, yeah, Bulgarian, just, I grew up in Bulgaria and, my mom and dad both speak Bulgarian. All of my family speaks Bulgarian. So I always talk to them in Bulgarian. But English also kind of came very natural from just watching a lot of cartoons. People ask me that. I don't know if I've ever answered it on the podcast. The way I learned English is mostly just through, Cartoon Network. Just a cartoon TV channel that used to exist, and back in the day they didn't, so nowadays they have it dubbed, which means they have it in a different language, but the native language of the actual cartoons is like American English, which is how I learned English most of the time. And I was always bored at school, except for the last, I'd say, three to four years of school, of high school. I'd say the last like 3 years of high school were pretty like just grammatics and stuff like that, grammatically and structuring of and rules of the English language that I'm not so fond of. But I think I have a better grasp of them now, and it's not, I think it is useful, but it's mostly useful in a business or in a more high-end environment, so to say. But I do want to for sure definitely learn more languages. It's definitely one of my life values, and I want to be more connected with people and with culture, like I mentioned. And I'd like to sit down and write a list of my life values and really stick to them slowly. I've started to learn more German now that I have more time, and just making really good use of my time, and I'm really happy about that. I know three languages. I'd like to learn a fourth, maybe a fifth as well. It's a beautiful thing to me. My roommate yesterday, she was asking me about my parents, or I was explaining them about my parents. Both of my parents are very normal people. They both grew in Bulgaria, and currently my dad works and has worked for like a long, long time as a waiter. He's actually worked, I think, my whole life that I've been alive as a waiter. And it's just his thing. He loves talking to people. He loves serving people. And he finds a little bit more of a deep purpose to be a waiter, I guess. Or a runner, or whatever you want to call it. I think it's different positions in a restaurant. So he's just like established now, like a name for himself in Cyprus or in Paphos, where I live. And so people know him, and it's a little bit more, it's better because then he understands the business side of things. He's not just a waiter. So it's like he's in the community, and I think he really enjoys it. And can have a genuine conversation about business and about the business sides of a restaurant and the food industry. And my mom, she's worked in like some clothing stores. She used to be an English teacher, just for I think first graders or second graders, or just a very basic English teacher. But I don't know why I'm telling you about my parents, but I know why. But anyway, I'll get to that. They're very basic parents. Basic in terms of just occupation, I guess. And she's been working in some couple of clothing stores and stuff like that. My mom, and she worked in some betting shops, because that's quite a thing in Cyprus. Village people and bettings and stuff like that, of course. Like horses and cars and stuff like that. And she just worked there as a waiter, I guess, just making coffees and stuff like that. Managing, like being a cashier. And now she's worked in this proper betting shop. One that's more legitimate, that's with like Lotto, or like the lottery and whatever else and stuff like that. And they both have very basic occupations. But my roommate, which is now where I'm getting to my real point, my roommate was mentioning to me that we were talking about my parents, and I realized like both of my parents speak quite some languages. Both my mom and my dad, they speak both Bulgarian, because they grew up in Bulgaria. They speak both Russian, because it back in the day that was like the main language in school, and nowadays they have English. But they both speak English, Bulgarian and Russian, and Russian is kind of close to Bulgarian. So, and then they both learned English. I don't know how that happened. I haven't asked them. My mom just, I guess a lot of jobs do require you to know English, a little bit more international jobs and stuff like that. But it's of course, English is like the most known language, I think, in the whole world. English probably, and Spanish, I guess. Maybe Chinese as well. But will it be English? I think, in my opinion, English is like the language that I think most people know, or should know. And so they both know Bulgarian, Russian, English. And when they moved to Cyprus, they both learned Greek. The Greek isn't incredible or anything like that, but it's, they can communicate in all these four languages about almost anything. And I think that's really great. I never really thought about that, realized that. I was like, just speak a little bit Russian there, a little bit Greek, like whatever. but when I actually like got to think about it, yeah. That's pretty cool. I was like, you go, parents. So yeah, language for sure is a life value for me. And I'd like to make a list of stuff like that. That's really important, that I've had in the back of my head, and I just keep remembering of them. You know, I just have them like my head, like my brain is just like the storage of things that that I think I'm just gonna put it in there, you know, and I'm gonna like find it at some point. But you can't like search for it and find it, like on a computer, if you have like notes or stuff like that, you can't search for it and find it. You know, it's, you kind of have to like sit down and think, like, it doesn't work out. So I think it's great to write things down and just like remember them, and then you can find your thoughts. And I've started to write a journal. I don't know if I've mentioned you this. My friend Stefano inspired me to write a journal very randomly. He started writing a journal every single day, and he told me about it, that he started to do it, and he did it every day. And I was like, oh, that's just by someone else's example. I was like, he didn't even mention like benefits or anything. I don't know if he did. I don't think he did. I think he just mentioned like, that's kind of like nice and refreshing in the morning. And I was like, oh, it's pretty cool. Just by a friend started doing it, I got inspired to do it as well. And I thought about it for some time. And I've been doing it, I think, now for a month or two, almost every single day. I miss a day now and then, but most days I write every single day. I filled like quite a bit of pages on my notepad, journal, little thingy. And today I actually have to go buy a new one, because it's running out, because I've had previous notes in there before. I'm excited about this year, about the podcast. And one of the things is that I want to get better and improve in this year is for sure confidence about things. Even now, it's like the silliest thing, right? But for example, the apartment that we live in right now, and this is a five room shared apartment. So it's five people living here. Each one of them has a room, And some of the rooms have really thin walls in between them. And like we can hear each other, like as roommates, we can hear each other what we're doing and stuff like that. They're very thin walls. And so I'm very self-conscious about others hearing me while I'm doing the podcast. And it's a little bit like I get nervous or shy about it, but I have to like sit things like that. I have to like just confidence, you know, I can't let that like stop me from recording this podcast and continue to go and continue to like do what I really like and enjoy. Because one day, let's say I will have an apartment where I can do it. And by then, my opinion, it's going to be too late. It's good to build the confidence from earlier on. And it will settle like a good base or a good ground for myself in the future to continue to go and just to have these skills already built. And so, I've been very also empowered by small things. This is another idea that I'm going to be, another podcast topic that I'm going to be exploring in the near future, about actions that can, that, you know, losing that, I've had some actions that have been personally very empowering to me. And it feels right to make a little list of like actions that are personally empowering to people. That can build up your confidence, that can build up, make you stand up and feel better about yourself. Simple things like just making your own money and paying for your own rent and for your own taxes and stuff like that. That has already like two or three things. That's not one thing, but these like three are, wow. Those fall into the category of having responsibility about your actions and about your life in general. And that also is very empowering. It gives you more courage. It gives you more confidence about things. Another is just doing something that you love and enjoy and really putting time and effort into it and getting better at it. And then maybe sharing with the world your results. Either that's photography or filmmaking or art or music, just keep putting your head down and working towards working on what you like and enjoy, and just even having better discipline while you're doing it. And so I think that's another podcast idea I'd like to do. I think I'm going to do a poll on Instagram soon of like what podcast topics you'd like me to talk about more, and I write a list down, and I for sure will make time and effort to mention them. But if you do have any idea of something interesting that you'd like me to hear me talk about on this podcast, I definitely love to. Just hit me up on Instagram at @thehumanchris. Just let me know what you're interested in, and I can for sure maybe even bring a friend and we can talk about it. Yeah. I'm actually going to end this podcast right here, because I feel like this is a really good wraparound. It was a really good wrap. I had a couple more things that I wanted to talk about today, but I think I might as well do them in another podcast because I feel this is pretty good. I feel this is a pretty good episode. There's a lot more things that can be talked about, but at the moment I feel like I'd like to make more episodes on different things than to have one that's like a variety of like everything. Thank you for coming along. Thanks for listening to the podcast. I really appreciate you. Yesterday I wished for sun, and today sun came out, which was like, what? That's so good. I had the biggest smile on my face. Of course I put up a selfie on Instagram, just like me looking at the sun, because it's like, oh. I was so, so happy. I haven't seen sun in quite some time. In Cyprus, yeah, but not in Berlin, not since I've been in Berlin. And so it was very wonderful. It was very, very wonderful. And that's it. Thanks so much for coming along for this podcast ride. Hope you enjoyed it. Leave me a review if it's possible, or leave me any ratings on the podcast. I think you can't do that on Spotify, but I think you can do it on Apple Podcasts. But any service that you use, I'd love a review. I'd love if you can leave me any rating. That'd be much appreciated, because that makes it more easy for other people to also discover the podcast. And I really appreciate you. thanks so much for coming along, and I'll see you in the next episode. Peace out, guys. Love you. Have a good day.